She's gonna come back to do the train.
Okay. Okay, I'd like to welcome, this is Janet Welsh. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Health and Wellness Committee for June 12th. And right now we have two members who are not yet here. Corey Markich will be about 15 minutes late, and Valerie Walton. Does anybody know if Valerie's coming? Okay, so we're expecting Valerie, but we do have a quorum, so we're going to open the meeting. Just of note, we have no visitors from the community here today. In attendance is Ken Leatham, Rachel Butterfield, Mary Kay Porter, Janet Welsh, and then Wendy, and I always forget your name, Linda, from the city. So, do I need to second an opening of the meeting? No, okay. So the first agenda item is approval of the minutes from our February 13th meeting and our April 10th meeting. Does anyone have any comments or changes? Do we want to take a moment, take 5 minutes or so, and look it over?
I noticed one thing on line 106. It said that I asked about editing or adding a column. I think that was Valerie that had mentioned that.
Oh, it was Valerie, not you?
Correct.
Yeah. And Valerie Walton has joined us. Has everybody had a chance to read? Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes from February 13th and April 10th? Mary Kay has motioned to approve those. Do I have a second?
Rachel Butterfield seconds.
Okay, so we've approved those. Corey has just arrived, so at this point I will turn the meeting over to him to start item number three.
So Janet, we should call for a vote after the motion.
Oh, okay.
Make sure everyone approves.
So all in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay.
Thank you.
Corey.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm late. My son was in a golf tournament up in Heber, and they were on a 2-hour rain delay. So it threw my day off, but we're here. So we just did minutes. Is that all we've done? Okay.
So the Communities That Care representative, Danielle Kaiser, let us know this afternoon she's ill. We did put an email from her on your, in front of you at your spot, and
at her request.
Thank you, Wendy. So this gives you an update of their progress, what they were able to do, kind of an overview of what they've done in the last several months, year. But we don't have an update from her. We can reschedule her at a time when she can make it.
Yeah, she said in a text message to me that, yeah, because she was ill, she would like to come in July.
Yeah.
But then I suggested that we go ahead and send this information so we can look it over. And
great.
So we kind of know what our options are. And we can either decide on some options tonight, or you'll have the paper so you can have a month to think about it. It does look like they have some dates already set for the Circle of Security Pyrenees, where we need to decide between the January 31st through March 20th dates or the Wednesday, March 6th through May 1st. And there are some other classes we can decide. I like that she has the participants of North Salt Lake and some of the different classes, and then the South Davis, you know, all of South Davis. It looks like we did have 259 on the Everyday Strong, and just a bit the sixth grade learning to breathe at Foxborough there. And then the other ones just scattered a few. But anyway, maybe we can all just kind of look over this paper, and then Danielle will do a more presentation at our next meeting. But we think of what we want to.
She said she wants to come in July.
I'm sorry?
She said she wants to come in July.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she can come, or we can just make a decision. We don't, you know, if we.
So Mary,
we can just make a decision, or if we want her to come, she'll.
Is the decision about the circle of parenting, security parenting classes? Is that what I understood you said?
Yeah, she had two dates on here that she would like us to choose.
Okay.
Between the January 31st and March 20th, those classes would take place on Wednesdays, or Wednesdays, March 6th through May 1st.
And then I kind of have a preference for the January to March, because we start to get a little busier from March to May. But
I agree.
And I think we can make a decision. We can do that without her, and
yeah,
then have
yeah,
her
we can do,
yeah.
that.
Do that.
Yeah.
And just get it on the calendar. I agree with Ken. I think the January to March slot is mm-hmm. probably easier for families, because once spring hits,
school,
it's crazy
yeah.
with sports.
Right.
yeah.
With sport.
Yeah.
So
anything in the end of April is hard with kids
yeah.
and parents.
So maybe put a mark by that. Is there any other classes on here that we would like to sponsor.
May I interject for just a quick sidetrack? And we can flag this to ask when she's able to present at a future month. But I myself am not that familiar with what kind of pre and post assessments look like and what you would expect to see in terms of improvement from pre to post. But on here, I see three programs listed, and it looks to me like around 23 to 28% of participants in three of these programs are saying that they increased their knowledge from attending the class. And again, I don't have the right context or background in this, but that's a little lower than I would anticipate.
And that's something maybe Danielle could explain further, I think, on that, because I don't think we have enough information to really address that.
Yeah, it might be that not that basically 75% did not feel that they learned anything, but it might be that people feel like the skills that they learned increased by 25%. So without talking to her, we...
Does seem low,
we can't really, yeah.
I agree, it seems low.
Hard to know without seeing
without
the question.
What the questions were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or having Danielle explain it.
Yeah. So I just wanted to flag that. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt there.
Yeah.
Because it's fine. It is a good point. I was kind of looking at those numbers myself, but...
If people were rating something on a 1 to 5 scale and they came in rating it at a 3 and they came out rating it at a 4, that would explain it. Because that would be about a 20%, you know, on a question, on a single question. So
I'll email her. So
thank
when
you.
Actually, because I'm curious too. So when she does come, so she'll be prepared to tell us what that is.
It's not really a criticism. It's just more of a curiosity question.
I agree too. Well,
that's okay.
Yeah.
I do think that we did have a lot of participation in the Everyday Strong classes, which are really short. They're the short training classes, and we did those a few times, and that's I think that's something we should continue to do.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it does say 259 participants, so that's pretty good.
Yeah. And anything like the Learning to Breathe, it looks like that's being sponsored by the school, so I don't think that's anything we need to be, you know, pushing any harder, because if the schools are already offering that, then... But I'd be interested in the Strengthening Families program and what that is and what that would involve.
Yeah, the circle of... And then also the QPR question. What was that? What does that stand for? I'm trying to remember. Question.
Okay, yeah. Circle of Security Parenting. Oh, no. Strengthening Families Program isn't on here on the descriptions.
It does say on here the Emotion Coaching MBS are Learning to Breathe, and Emotion Coach, they're online as well as in the sixth grade, so they are available online.
Mm-hmm. Right now, she has us promoting this youth mental health first aid class. But it's not listed on these papers, but she sent us that information, and that's being held here in June all day on a Saturday. Are you guys aware of that, or?
No.
Is that not in association with this committee?
It is.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Wanted to ask some of that stuff too, because there was another suicide in our with the youth just over the weekend. Well, I think it was Friday. And we need to do something on it. I mean, we're not gonna stop it and cure it, but we need to do something. Like I have a 13-year-old and they had like a little candlelight thing last night, and I went and picked her up, and I don't know. I work in this every day and I hate it. Like, it never gets easier, you know? And kids, need to, I mean, they talk about it. Like, it, I do this for work, right? And my daughter comes home and she's telling me all these things. And in a way, I'm very happy because she can talk about it. And it's, but it's also too normal. And I don't know. There's a, it's been bugging me all day. So I think we need to do something around that. You know, I mean, unfortunately, there's plenty of people that have been affected. And I don't know. I don't know what we do at night or, I don't know. It's just been, and that was actually, that first aid thing was kind of it too. So I do think we need to do something like that before the end of the year.
So I have a question. In your experience, is this occurring in families where the parents really don't have any clue that there's something going on? They think everything's fine? Or is this happening more often in situations where they know something's wrong, but they just don't know where to get the resources?
Both.
Both? Because if it's the former, are those parents even going to attend something that the city offers?
That's what I mean, is I don't think by doing like a one-night thing that it's going to change a whole bunch of things, but I do, knowing how kids are now and how open things are, I do think it's something that we need to do. You know, like, I think it's, I mean, even have people speak that it's happened to them, or parents, or different things. Mm-hmm. And I do think, in my experience and things like that, the more we do them, the more they're attended. So, mm-hmm. for example, the first one we ever do, I don't expect a lot of people to come, but a lot of people will talk about it, you know, and then it gets talked about, and over time it becomes a thing, you know. And like I said, unfortunately, there's too many people that it's affected, and mm-hmm. I know that they've kind of, there's a little group of people in Davis County that have kind of formed this little coalition themselves that go and talk to schools or, you know, families, mm-hmm. and all of them have had either kids or brothers or somebody, and that's what they're speaking about. I even know one of them that attempted himself, uh-huh. and now does this things. And so, yeah, I think we need to do something like that.
Okay, with the Night Out Against Crime and Health and Wellness Fair that are going to be happening August 3rd, is there something that could be offered as part of that? So if you're gonna reach out to her, that would be something that would need to get organized quickly. But
well, I know of a person that I'll ask him. I'll see him tonight, actually. That he, at the drop of the hat, he does speaking things all the time, and maybe we can just get him to come to that. And
well, I don't know if there's really a forum to be able to have a speaker. That,
or we could maybe just host something here one night and promote it, and it doesn't cost anything. It's just, you know, a volunteer type
thing. Yeah, I think early on in our presentations from Communities That Care, we did hear about suicide in some of their materials. And so I think we can reach out to them and see what they have the ability to offer. I do remember kind of a warning from her that it's a difficult topic.
It is. There's like a little way you got to do it.
And that we ought to be careful about how we roll something like that out. But I don't think we should be shy about it either. I agree with you, Corey, that there's no reason for us not to put something together. There's a real need out there. It's not
just
youth.
The kids don't know. So
it's like, also not just youth in our community.
No.
We have a lot of male suicides mm-hmm. occurring in the community. So I get briefed on those from the police department, but they're happening with a lot of frequency in North Salt Lake.
So one idea I had for the one-time classes, I was thinking if it would work out with Daniel's, you know, people in there, in a program, to rotate maybe the one-time classes each month, offer a different one of the one-time classes, except for when we're doing the longer classes. So like we have the everyday strong, that's 1.5 hours. It's a one time. There's social development, that's a one time for 2 hours. QPR, it's a one time, 1.5 hours. So maybe we could rotate that. I think I mentioned something like that to Wendy. So that was just one idea to kind of rotate those shorter classes.
So did she, in your text, did she want us to pick one of these ones for the circle of security? Is that what she asked you to do?
In the paper, the circle of security, she gives us two options for times. So, yeah. That'd
so let's,
January or March.
It sounds like January is
the
consensus.
My preference.
So let's put that down.
Back to her, too.
And then we'll bump her stuff till next till July.
Okay.
And then bring up all this stuff with her. And I, just so you guys know, in talking today with a bunch of people, a group of us are going to do something. And so whether it's North Salt Lake or not, like maybe North Salt Lake can just endorse it, but there is going to be something that we're going to do, maybe at Woods Cross or somewhere. I don't know yet, but we're gonna do something.
Great.
Yeah.
And Corey, this is Wendy Page. I was just gonna mention, I put on the screen the advertisement that Linda has done for this youth mental health first aid class. And I received an email, I believe it was just today, that they only have one registered for this class. It's an mostly all day Saturday class. If they don't get, I think the minimum was maybe 5, maybe it was 8, I can't remember for certain, but if they don't reach their minimum, then they'll cancel this class. So maybe just encourage and share this from the city's website to people that you know that may be in need of this class.
It's been on social media too, so you could share it to your pages there.
So was it posted to the Foxborough page? Okay.
Sorry, I just scanned it. I'm just reading it myself. I think there should not be a problem of getting that many people there. Like, I will figure it out. Yeah.
I was going to ask that because it says our students need us, indicating that it's for adults, but then it's a youth mental health, so is it for adults or is it for the youth?
It's for adults who either parents or teachers or leaders of youth.
Okay. Awesome. Perfect.
Oh yeah, that teaches adults.
Yeah, I pushed that out again on our social media, and then I'm going to kind of use this as our other piece. We should not have a problem getting 5 people there. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Maybe we can even do this thing that we're doing, maybe we can do it that week, and then this is that Saturday where we can get people to come.
We'll push it out to city employees. We might even have some interest there.
Yeah, it's something that'll never, unfortunately, go away, but we have to at least try. I mean, even if it's one person, it's worth it. These kids, it's just weird to me because they are so open and talk about it, which is great, and I love that, but then I just hate that they have to go through it. This is the second suicide my daughter, she's 13, that she's talked about since they've got out of school, and it's only been a couple weeks, and Yeah, it's no fun. Okay, let me get back to this. Okay, so are we good with putting that down for January? Okay.
Can I ask for some additional context on it, just because I'm having a hard time remembering? But what was our goal?
Turn on your mic.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Can one of you who has a better memory than I do remind me of how many of these courses we had set as a goal to have during the year? And I'm somewhat remembering that maybe there was a cost or a budget for it, but I don't remember, quite frankly. Do any of you, can any of you help me out here?
I think we briefly, but I don't think we ever really made. Did we include that?
I'll have to look at the plan, and I apologize.
Okay, no problem.
I thought
it was three or four.
It was what?
I thought it was three or four, yeah. And the cost was really nominal.
Yeah.
I just pulled it up in our little slideshow at the beginning of the year. Conduct four classes a year.
Four.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Good question.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Our next item is discussion on the senior programs hosted by the Davis. And was that you, Jeanette? Were you? Who brought that one? Okay.
I don't have much. This is Wendy Page again. But I was contacted by Davis County Health. We had some representatives come to our senior lunch bunch events and kind of describe some of the programs that they offer at the Senior Center in Bountiful. And I guess she was contacted after the senior lunch bunch by some of our city residents to see if it was something that they could do here at City Hall rather than at the Senior Center so that residents were closer and could participate. So she reached out to me by email. She did some checking. It was also suggested that maybe they could volunteer their bus or transportation services as well for some of our residents. So she did some checking and sent me an email with just these pamphlets of information of classes they could offer here at City Hall. And so the reason this is before you tonight, I guess, is to maybe decide, is it worth the resource? Of use of this space for this bingo exercise program, they would probably need a room like this where they could actually do the physical exercises. There's another brochure that I have that talks about living well with chronic conditions, which was more of a class or a program that could probably be held in one of our conference rooms with little accommodation. So I guess it's just for you guys whether or not you want to think about doing this. Is it something that we want to, use this facility for? Or, our residents can certainly use the senior center and participate in these programs. But they were offering, if we wanted to be able to hold them here in our building, and we just need to do some coordination. And I'm happy to facilitate that coordination. But those were the two classes that they were willing to offer. One would require less accommodation than the other. And maybe we want to take that back to our senior lunch bunch that will be meeting this Wednesday and ask them how many would be willing to participate before we make a commitment. So that's another option.
I was just going to say that. I think just knowing the seniors, seeing them every month, I think they'll like the bingo size, and I think the more classroom oriented kind of thing will probably, there won't be as much interest, but definitely I think if you take 10 minutes and describe each of the programs and just get a show of hands as to who would be interested. I know that you said that bingo size might be more difficult because of the space needed, but during the day, is there much call for this room?
There's not much call for this room during the daytime. It would just be taking down all the chairs and then putting them back up for nighttime meetings.
Okay.
Because I think the bingo size were maybe 2 days a week for a series of maybe 6 to 8 weeks, something like that.
Now, if there's 10 participants, they might be able to do it here. Could we move the podium, or is that hardwired in place?
No, that can be moved.
Okay, that might be easier to do if the participation is low enough that that space would accommodate. But yeah, I have a feeling they'll like bingo size better, knowing how much they love bingo.
Bingo's fun.
Oh yeah, they get real excited about bingo.
I think that's probably what that was.
Really worth it, and especially if transportation is involved, that's going to be. I know with my mom, the first thing she would probably would be interested in doing it, but then she'd say, "Oh, but I need to get my daughter to take me, so I'm not going to raise my hand." So if they do have their bus available, I think that might.
That was one thing that I was told. They would not have their bus available to bring North Salt Lake residents to City Hall.
Okay.
But they do have their transportation services to take residents of the county area to the senior center in Bountiful, if
okay.
that makes sense.
So maybe when you ask the seniors, the question should be, okay, how many would be interested? Keep your hands up. And if it were at the Bountiful location, how many would still be interested? But transportation would be available. Mm-hmm. So, and we could talk about...
It still needs approval from the city council, of course. I also think it might be a good idea to talk to the seniors. That would be great.
Okay. Maybe that's a good idea. We could talk to the seniors this week as they meet on Wednesday, and then bring that back to this group. And if you have the recommendation to the council, that's how that approaches.
I mean, I think you guys could just tell us yes, we should pursue this if you want, and we'll. If you want to make a motion to make a recommendation to the council that
I'll
we
make
pursue
a motion.
It.
I'll make that motion.
And I'll second that. I think if they're asking, I mean, that's definitely a need. But if let's see the
well, we'll
interest.
We'll,
the hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
And we'll check with the seniors this week. And then maybe we can even agenda it for the council meeting coming up.
Okay.
We have that discussion there.
So Janet made the motion, and Corey
seconded.
Second and then do you want to call for a vote?
Yeah, let's call for a vote. I'll say aye.
Aye.
Anyone oppose?
Aye.
Okay, motion passed.
Thank you. Do we need to make a motion for the date earlier for this Circle of Security Parenting class? Or just, we all said it?
I think I heard agreement for the January date, we'll just coordinate with her.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Looks like we have a visitor. Would you like to introduce yourself, sir?
Thank you for letting me interrupt. I'm Mayor Brian Horrocks. And this is my third event, and I've got one more to run to. So I just wanted to bring something to your attention, and maybe you're aware of it. At our last COG meeting, we got inundated with, you know, Davis Behavioral Health Prevention, Communities That Care, Mental Wellness Class, you know, all these things that the county does. But something I was unaware of is the Centerville CARES program. And I was impressed because there's lots of good ideas and there's lots of feel-good things, but this actually has good results. As suicide rates in Utah have gone up, in the United States has gone up, in Davis County's gone up, Centerville they dropped. And this is put together by Mayor Wilkinson's wife, I think spearheaded it. And it just seemed like a great program. And she kind of said, hey, people in your communities are coming to us and participating. don't reinvent the wheel. We've got it. We'll share it for free. And so I just wanted to pass this on as I think it's a great program. And so I'm going to give this to the chair and leave.
Thank you. Before you walked in, I was just talking about we got to do something with suicide stuff. And I've actually met her. She's fabulous. And this is I'm aware of this. It's a good, yeah.
Maybe we could make copies of that for everybody, Corey, yeah. while we have it tonight.
And thank you for all you do.
Yeah, she's good at what she does. I only get to see her eyes, though, when she talks. It's kind of weird.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that was good timing, right? Maybe he has this place bugged. Okay. My phone keeps clicking off here when I open up. Okay, here we go. Let's move to... just did four. Okay, number five, the Pride Festival booth.
Sorry, did we get everything squared away that we needed?
I think so. Okay. Yeah. We're just going to bump her to July
okay.
and then agreed on the January. So, yeah. Okay, I did not put this one on either. Was that you, Wendy?
So, this is Wendy Page again, and I did put this item on the agenda at the request of Councilmember Van Langveld. She wasn't able to be here tonight, and so she said, I will be missing the health and wellness meeting, unfortunately. So she asked me to remove the survey results of that wellness survey, and she will go over them the next meeting in July, if possible. And she said, please do add this item. The Pride Festival City booth. She said, we are looking for a volunteer from the committee to sit at an information booth. They do not need to have all the answers for the city. I'll be there as well, and we'll give them all the info they need. So I think she's just looking for somebody on this committee to volunteer for that event. The Pride Festival is going to be held in conjunction with the food truck nights. And if I'm not mistaken, it's on the last Monday in June, which is the 26th. So if there's somebody who could do a booth that night, that's what she's hoping to get a name, and then she'll work with you.
You can put me down because okay. I think I will be there. I can't remember if my son has a tournament that day or not, but I will find out. But I'd be happy to be there for that, actually. I'd like to be there.
Okay.
And if I'll talk to her.
Perfect.
So I'll send her an email, and then if not, we'll work it out. We'll figure something out.
Okay, great. Thanks, Corey.
Unless anyone else, we can have more than one.
That's true, so, especially if you yeah. wouldn't be able to attend the whole thing. Maybe somebody could attend from 5 to 7 sure. or 5 to 6:30, and somebody could do the 6:30 to 8. I don't know how long the food truck nights go. 8:30, okay. Is that more helpful for everybody? Do you have a preference or able to help with any of that?
I'll plan on it, and then okay. I'll email her once I get that figured out. And then if you guys have any interest, then just email. Then we'll put someone in, plug them in.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, yeah, presentation. So did anyone attend any of the other board meetings for the other presentations? I was going to do the golf one, and they kept moving it, and I'm at the golf course enough, so I grabbed court and I talked to so I didn't go to an official meeting, but I did talk with them about some. I mean, they're super happy. Has anyone been up to the clubhouse lately? So it has gone through, I mean, it looked like a year ago, well, I shouldn't say a year ago because it's taken a little bit longer, about a year and a half or so ago, they decided to update the clubhouse. It was looking pretty run down. It definitely looked like it was built in the early 90s. The roof was falling apart, the stucco was falling out, pillars, I mean, it looked pretty bad. And they were doing weddings up there. They were still doing weddings and things, but it wasn't attended enough. And they had a little mini deck up there that wasn't really a deck. It was more of a dangerous place to stand is literally what it was. It was like held up by these little posts. And they've completely renovated it. You got to go up there and see it. It was just last month, I think, they had the official kind of kickoff, but it's been opened and everything. They have a new restaurant up there. The deck is amazing. It's like as big as this room. It's amazing. The inside's amazing. And so their board has really, in the past, well, it was right. It was about COVID, I think, right? Wasn't it about COVID when they formed that new board and everything kind of, because I remember COVID was like the first year that it kind of was doing better. So it's been, what, 3 years since they've formed that board? And it's, they've done a lot of work up there. So go look at it. It's brand new. I mean, there's even a little fireplace up there. It's a different place than it used to be. I mean, I'm up there often, and to see it now it was kind of feeling pretty run down up there. And it was still nice. It's a beautiful golf course, but the building just, it looked like it was getting near haunted house looking. But now it's beautiful. Like, and it's, I saw there was a wedding up there the other night. I mean, it's, they've done a good job. That board has done a good job. Yeah, they've got a heart in it. So I've invited them to our meetings. I don't know if they'll come, but we'll see. Yeah. So that's the report on the golf meeting.
Yeah, thanks. Janet and I attended the Planning Commission meeting. It went well. We presented on the slide deck kind of our overall goals for the year, kind of talked about some of the focus areas that we were both kind of involved in, what we wanted to accomplish, reiterated that our support for them to continue their work and to please, you know, think of us basically if they have something that would overlap that we can help facilitate that they want to get done. Janet, do you have anything else to add that I'm missing?
No, I think you covered it. The one thing is, I don't think I copied you, Rachel, on this. Did I copy you on the email about 2 months ago?
Was it for the infrastructure?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It was probably two and a half months ago. My husband and I live on the corner of 1100 North and one of the side streets in Foxborough. And we were coming home and we got to the, we're coming down south on Redwood, and we noticed to the east that 2600 South was closed. And there was a truck that was across the road, and I thought maybe a rear tire of the trailer got stuck behind the curb or something, and so the police were there to close the road so they could get him towed out. Well, I found out that night that my brother-in-law's nephew, who lives in that neighborhood, he was on his bike, and a semi-truck pulled out in front of him, and he broke his neck badly. Fortunately, he has since walked out of the hospital. His injury was bad, but his spinal cord was not severed. So he's going to have lifelong impacts from it, but he can walk. But anyway, I shot off an email to Natalie and Alyssa on the city council and said, okay, the Health and Wellness Committee has recommended that we, you know, that the city prioritize creating safe bike lanes, basically protected bike lanes in strategic areas so that people can get to the trails. And I recognize this incident happened in Woods Cross, but is the city doing anything? Because I was feeling like, okay, are our recommendations going into a black hole because we're not hearing back? And so I would like to propose, and maybe I need to wait till Ken gets back, but that we have some feedback mechanism that when we've recommended something to the city council, that they then report back to us, yes, we're going to do this. It might take 2 years, obviously things need funding, but Alyssa did get back to me and tell me we're already starting on that. They're already creating a protected bike lane down Eaglewood Drive. So I was really pleased to hear that. And I think Center Street would be a priority. Yeah, because Center Street has the same amount of truck traffic that 2600 South does. But I would like, I don't know how you guys feel, but I would like to see if there's a feedback mechanism so that we know whether our recommendations are going anywhere.
Is it okay if I
yes, please.
Interject a little bit? I love that, and Ken's here so he can correct me if I'm wrong, but I would say that you're exactly right when you say Councilmember Van Langfeld responded back to you, and she is the liaison with this committee, and I'm sure if she were here tonight, she would make a comment. But yes, I think that she's that mechanism that will kind of communicate back to this committee what the council is working on, and also take your recommendations to the council that you suggest. So, and she is bringing up, you know, bike paths, bike safety. They are being discussed at the council level, so I can confirm that.
Yeah, you and I had that side conversation, and,
yes,
and I appreciate
and,
it.
And she
that.
Would be that mechanism for that communication, and were she here tonight, I think she would provide that for you. Mm-hmm. Also, Ken could be a great resource, you know, when she's not available. But the other thing I wanted to just let you know is that Elisa Van Langfeld also went to the Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation meeting and did the presentation or, you know, talked to them about this committee. And she might have more information to share about that exchange at a future meeting as well.
Yeah, we can ask her next time for sure. Okay, well, thanks for going. Did anyone else go to anything else you want to share or anything? Was it a fun field trip?
Are there any others that we need to kind of...
I think that was all of them, right? Wasn't? Yeah, because I think there was... That's it, right?
Yeah, I think you... Somebody came and presented at the city council meeting, correct?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah. I think you had all the other committees.
Yep.
Yeah, it was great.
Okay, so the last thing on here that, and maybe I am forgetting, but did we already do the training last time?
Or we do it every year.
Is it all, am I just like thinking it was already?
We did it once. And knowing that we've done it once, Wendy has a really exciting way to do it this time.
A streamlined way?
A test.
It's not streamlined. It's,
to see if we remember.
See if we remember anything. Oh. Now I'm nervous. Is it? Is it?
It's a pop
is it open
quiz.
Book?
Are we allowed to work as a team?
There's even prizes.
So here's what I would say: Open and Public Meetings Act training. Ken kind of hit it on the head, which might be one of the answers to your questions. It's done every year. We are required to hold it before we do it in conjunction with the fiscal year. So by the end of June, we're going to do this training. So you had this training last year before June. And last year, if you'll remember, for those that maybe weren't here and some that were, we showed a video clip. I don't think that video clip worked when we were here. We were having technical issues, so we sent it out. You all watched the video clip and responded that you had seen it. So you guys haven't really been trained other than maybe watching that little video clip. But this is a quiz. Some will be obvious, some won't, but it's okay. There are wrong answers, but you just fill it out the best way you can. And then instead of making you pass your paper to your neighbor, I'll just let you correct your own so you can learn the right answers. That's what we're gonna do next. So take 5 minutes or less, answer the questions, we'll review the quiz.
You just told us number six.
You were listening. Yeah.
Linda, you should get 100%.
Yeah, you can't cheat. No, do you want me to move it over here closer to you? I don't know the answers. Even though Wendy and I sit next to each other, but I'm not.
Okay, this was you.
I know. I was like sharing that. No, you can look at that. I'll just set it over there. Circling, and then I got to the bottom, and it was all of the above. You know? So I have. It looks like I made mistakes already.
So I have to ask.
The what?
I like this method.
Yeah.
Do you like this method? Awesome. Yeah.
So Wendy.
Yeah.
Are each of our scores a matter of public record now?
Well, if you don't want to say what your score is, you don't have to.
Okay.
Do you all need just a couple more minutes, or are you finished and have your answer sheet marked? Awesome. Okay, we'll start. So I was just making sure my clicker worked, but this is the method I decided this year to do Open and Public Meetings Act training. Like I said, you guys are a committee that doesn't do this or hasn't had the opportunity to do this as much as maybe a city council mayor who has been in the city council and mayor and all these various boards, because all of them do this training. The reason why the legislature has mandated the length of time or when you have to do training is because every year the legislature meets and they make changes in legislation, and some of them affect this act. I was asking Linda, she was even saying, some of these I'm just not sure of, but that's the thing, it changes. So you want to stay updated, and that's really why we do this. There were a few changes this year, but for the most part, these questions weren't any of those changes. So we'll just go ahead and start. Number one, the legislative intent of the Open and Public Meetings Act is for public bodies to deliberate and act. Anybody have a guess they want to share? Openly, very good, see. And the state statute is 52-4-102, and I've given the definition here of that they must take their actions openly and conduct their deliberations openly. Okay, number two, how is a quorum defined in the Open and Public Meetings Act? So this is the actual definition in that act itself.
Anybody have a guess?
Is it A, a simple majority?
Mary Kay, so far you are 2 for 2. Oh, okay. It is A, a simple majority of the membership of a public body. And here, I just kind of put for reference on this slide that this committee, if you look at the third committee down there, you have 5 members. So a simple majority would be 3. So without 3 of you here, and we saw that last month, or well, a few months ago, 2 were here and 3 things happened that couldn't, you know, be prevented. And so we didn't have a quorum, so we really couldn't hold a meeting. But we did do minutes because we advertised a meeting that just kind of gave a synopsis of that. But so this is just kind of an idea on the what a simple majority would be. Okay, question number 3. How soon do approved minutes need to be posted for the public? Anybody want to take a guess?
I guessed A, but maybe it's B. I'm not sure.
It is A. She is A. Doing great. She's on a roll. You should have been looking at her paper. And it's kind of tricky, but it's within 3 business days after approving the written minutes of an open meeting. So today, you guys approved those 2 sets of minutes. I have 3 days to put those approved minutes on the city's website, on the public notice website, and all the places where we post these minutes, okay? Number 4, what is a justifiable reason you may hold a closed meeting?
Is it D?
We're just going to defer to you for all answers.
Oh, it is that one.
It is D. I listed here the purposes under here for which a closed meeting may be held. So there's A, discussion of character, professional competence, physical or mental health of an individual. You can close a meeting for that purpose. You can close a meeting for strategy sessions to discuss pending or reasonable imminent litigation, which was the answer to this question. You can also discuss the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property. You can close a meeting to discuss the sale of real property. If that public discussion would kind of ruin or prevent the public body from getting the best transaction on the best terms. And then F, you can also discuss the deployment of security personnel, devices, or systems. So those are reasons why you can close a meeting. There's others, B, and then G through T. So that's a lot of reasons. But B is like for collective bargaining purposes. So I didn't put it on here because we're probably not going to close a meeting for that. And G through T are also kind of, remember this is a state public and open meetings act, so it can refer to like the school boards or health boards or other boards. So that's what those other reasons are, and you can look at them up in the code if you like. Okay, number 5. How much time is required to notice a public meeting? What was your answer here?
A.
That is a good answer. Linda? D.
On the bell.
So here are all of those citations. So all of the above, a public body shall give not less than 24 hours. So that was one of your answers. And if you have a regular meeting schedule that you know in advance of the year, then you have to give notice of those public meetings through an annual meeting schedule. So the city council meets the 1st and 3rd Tuesdays of the month. They put out an annual meeting schedule in January or December of their meetings. So does the planning commissions, because they're a pretty regular meeting. For this committee, you kind of have a placeholder on the 2nd Monday of the month, but we haven't established that we're regularly meeting or needing to meet that often. Once you do that, then we'll add you to that list, if that makes sense.
In this case, the bylaws of this committee and the resolution don't require monthly meetings. They said quarterly, not less than quarterly.
Correct. So that's why we don't have a meeting schedule published for this group. But then also it also says for at least 24 hours. So those were your 3 answers. So all of the above was correct there.
Now, there's an exception to that, right? If the council has an emergency and they have to meet?
If there's an emergency meeting notice, it's interesting because when I was looking at the code, those are the definitions under a meeting
emergency meeting notice too.
Really?
You still should give 24 wow. hours notice. But that is not always the case,
yeah.
and you can quickly put together a meeting as long as, and there's these rules, right?
Yeah.
You contact each member of the public body, you get them to, you know, agree to consent to hold an emergency meeting. So there are exceptions. Okay, number six. How often is a public body required to be trained on the Open and Public Meetings Act? You all should get this correct.
Annually.
B.
Annually. Very good. And it's the presiding officer of the public body is the one that should ensure that members of the public body are provided this training. But we just do it for all of our boards and committees. Number seven. What is something that does not need to be recorded in the official minutes?
C.
A record by individual member of each vote taken by the public body.
I put D.
You put D. The answer is D, verbatim dialogue. So in here, in the code, it says the substance of all matter proposed, but it doesn't say verbatim dialogue, if that makes sense. So those other things are required. The date, time, and place of the meeting, the names of the members present, and then you'll see number four is that record by an individual member of each vote taken by the public body. Was that what that one was? I'll have to go back.
Yeah, I saw by individual member because I thought
Yeah, so a record by individual member of each vote taken. So at the end, like you would all say aye or, uh-huh. and sometimes you could do a roll call vote if you weren't sure, you know, everybody right. could voice their own vote. Okay, number eight. Which of these is not a requirement for electronic meetings? This one might have caught a few people. I don't know.
Say D.
You say D. Okay.
Anybody? I would say B.
I said D.
Because if it's an electronic meeting, you don't have to have a physical location where the public can attend. They would attend electronically.
These are good, good things. So, Ken, to your point, D is a new item in the code. Maybe not this year. I think it was actually added last year to their electronic meetings portion of the code. So if it's not unanimous, then they require all votes to be taken by roll call.
Unanimous before you vote.
Well, you would say all in favor, and if you heard any not nays, then you would have to go through a roll call vote.
That's why it didn't make sense to me.
Yeah. So the answer is B. You always have to have an anchor location where the public may attend. But here's the reason. If you look at 4A, there's an exception. Usually that is true. You do have to have an anchor location, but not always. There's an exception. And that exception is, and this was written kind of for COVID. So there was a time where we couldn't all be in the same space at the same time and do it healthy. So the legislators wrote into the code at that time that if the chair of the public body determines that conducting the meeting would present a substantial risk to the health or safety of those present or who would otherwise be present at the anchor location, then or if the building was closed for, like, say there was an earthquake and we couldn't hold it here and we couldn't have an anchor location,
say it was COVID.
Then there are reasons why you can have that exception, but there are also things that have to happen in order to make that an exception. The mayor has to make a declaration. It has to be on the public notice, and there has to be an electronic means for the people to attend virtually as well. So anyway, normally there needs to be an anchor location. Not always. There's an exception. So that was a tricky one. I was trying to make it interesting so we could have a good discussion.
That's a good question. You should write quizzes for
me. Yeah. Maybe ones that we don't want 100%. I don't know.
Yeah.
So number nine, which of these would not be a public meeting regulated by the Open and Public Meetings Act? A, chance gathering, B, social gathering, C, Liberty Fest, when a quorum of the public body are in attendance, or D, all of the above, which would not be a meeting?
Well, it depends on whether people are chatting about city business.
That is so good. That is so good. D is the answer. So who said that? Was that Rachel? Good job. All of the above, but as Janet pointed out, and this is something important to talk about with these public bodies, if you guys all happen to meet in the grocery store and you start talking about city business, you should not do that. I mean, it's a chance meeting. I didn't have to put a notice out and tell people that you were all going to meet at the grocery store, but you should just not do that, right? So after a meeting, there should never be a quorum. We always tell everybody, no. That should be done openly, number one. You know, in the open and in an open meeting. So yes, you're right. If they're all at the golf course and they're all talking about city business and they're saying how they're going to vote on certain things, that is bad. I mean, it's just wrong. It shouldn't be done. But I don't have to notice that we're having Liberty Fest and that we might have a meeting there, if that makes sense. Okay. Number 10, last one. What must be included on an agenda? I hope you all picked B. Dress code for the meeting. Just kidding. Yes, it is A. Reasonable specificity about topics to be considered. And this is the code citing for that. So you can all just grade yourselves, but there were a few tricky things on here, something good to discuss, and this was more of just a way to provide that annual training, and this is how we're going to train all of our cities and boards. So don't tell Court on the golf course or the mayor, give him a heads up. We'll see how they do on, or Stan. We'll see how they do at their upcoming meetings. And I appreciate your time.
I think Stan's been talking to Mary at home about these because she got them all right.
Thank you, Wendy, for doing this in a fun way.
Yeah, that was way funner than actually trying to
totally
watch a video that doesn't work.
I don't know if you got 100% or if you got 50%, but you're all smart cookies.
Oh, thank you.
This is so much funner than graduate school.
I know.
This is way better.
This is how school should be. I feel like I actually learned something, too.
I did terrible, and I got a cookie at the same time. Awesome.
Thank you.
So
now I
have to go home and have Stan take this. All participants.
Thank you.
Awesome, Wendy. Yeah. That was great.
Sure, yeah. Thank you.
That's great.
Well, is there any more cool quizzes or anything else that we need to cover tonight?
I have one request. Yes. I don't know how this happened, but we are halfway through the year, and I'm wondering if on our very next agenda, if we could take 20 minutes and kind of look at the annual goals that we had set, kind of our progress, and maybe even track some of the results, sure, so that we don't wait till the end of the year. And I think that would also help us map out what needs to go on agendas for the remainder, if that's comfortable.
Yeah, let's do that next time. Let's actually have that as one of our agenda items to do a half-yearly review.
So if that lady is going to come present, maybe have her come at 7 instead of 6:30 and have to sit through us.
Good idea. Maybe she wants to fit through us.
We can have her come first and then do her.
Yeah, I can have her come first and then we can excuse
But
her.
If she needs an answer from us and then we look at our schedule and go, oh, we need, you know. So either way, but
yeah,
I think we should just be respectful of her time.
Yeah. But I agree. I think we should look back. I can't believe it's already time again. I mean, I saw the Liberty Fest sign, and I'm like, wait, wasn't that just a month ago?
It's like 3 weeks, 3 weeks away.
I mean, it just happened. Okay, if there's no other business to discuss tonight, I'm going to get a motion to adjourn.
I motion.
Okay, thanks, Janet.
I motion.
Do we have a second? Second?
Okay. I'll second.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Good work.